Hebrews chapter number 3. Hebrews chapter number 3. If you have your place, want to stand with us in honor of the Word. Bible says, verse number 1 says, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to Him that appointed Him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he hath builded the house, hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that buildeth all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ, as the Son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope of firm unto the end." I want to preach this morning just a few minutes, if God will be our help, on one word: consider. Consider. As we look at this morning, in the writer Hebrews, he's telling us here in verse number 1 of chapter number 3, he said, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling." And now that partakers mean those that come along beside, those that are companions in the cause. I want to say, as a church today, every one of us are companions in the cause of Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We don't want to leave anybody out. We don't want to alienate anybody, because we're all in this for God's glory. You are just as important as I am. Praise God. And these little youngins is just as important as our senior saints. Praise God. We're all partakers in the goodness and the Word of God. Amen. He said partakers of the high calling. Praise the Lord. Consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Now, as we look at the book of Hebrews, Hebrews is written, and that word literally means encouragement. Amen. As we see the nation of Israel, they called them the Hebrews. They were the Hebrews. And God used them and wanted to use them, desired to use them to be an encouragement to the world. Amen. Perspective. He wanted the Hebrews, he wanted the Jewish people to be an encouragement to the whole world. Amen. That's what he was designed for. And then we come down to the New Testament, where the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and his resurrection, and he rises in newness of life, so that we can have the victory. And then he says, "I'm going to pray to Father, and he's going to send you a comforter, a consoler, a helper, praise God, that's going to be with you, and that's going to walk in you, that is going to abide in you, that's going to indwell you. He's going to come in and take up his abode with you, so that everywhere you can go, everywhere that you do go, that Christ Jesus will be with you." And I've told you many, many times, that's just a whole lot bigger than my little finite mind can comprehend. That everywhere I go, there's an infinite God who loves me and cares for me. And he promised that he'd go with me, that he'd never leave me nor forsake me. And the same God that's promised to be with Pastor Jeff is the same God that's promised to be with you and in you. Amen. You ought to just smile real big and say, "Glory to God." Amen. Praise God, because he lives inside me. But now listen to what the author's here saying in Hebrews chapter 3. He's giving us encouragement, and he's asking us to consider. What's he asking us to consider? He's asking us to consider Christ Jesus. Now, you may be here this morning, you've never truly considered Christ Jesus. You've never really considered who he is. You've never really considered what he's done for you. You never truly considered all that he's already accomplished to the point that he would say, "It is finished." Amen. A work that he accomplished, that he finished for every one of us. Hello? That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen, praise God. I don't deserve that. I don't deserve anything that the Lord Jesus done for me, but praise God, he did it anyway. And he says just to consider that. Praise the Lord. Now, if you look back over in chapter number 2, he says in verse number 9, he said, "But we see Jesus." Praise God, we need to be considering, praise God, that we see Jesus. consider just seeing Him, praise God, as the propitiation for our sins, the one that stepped out in the span of eternity when they designed this thing and they set it up. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, a triune God. And they said, you know what? We're going to create. And they said, well, we know that man is going to be human, that he's going to be flawed, and that he's going to mess up. And praise God, my Savior, the Lord Jesus raised His hand and He said, Father, let's do it. I'll love them, praise God, to pieces, and I'll go to be that price of sin. Amen. He said, consider the apostle, consider the high priest of our profession. And I want to say, praise God, do you have a profession today? You see Jesus, praise God, do you see Him in your life? Do you see Him as He interacts with you? Hello? But do you see Him as you interact with Him? Something ought to be different. Old fella said one time, when you get born again, Jesus moves into your heart, there's got to be a change. If there's not a change, he said, there ain't no chance. Amen. No chance of seeing heaven, praise God. If something as big as the God of heaven moves into your heart and the Holy Spirit of God begins to guide you and lead you and show you and love on you in so many different ways, you have to like one of them. Amen. And begins to show you to air your ways the goodness of His and the love that He has and the direction that He has for you. So that's why he would say, consider the apostle, consider the high priest, consider our profession. Amen. This morning, are you born again? Do you remember the day when you bowed your head and said, Lord, I'm an old sinner. Lord, I need you. The Holy Ghost of God impressed on your heart. Amen. Just showed you. You said, preacher, I went to an altar one day and I made a profession. I'm not asking about an altar call. I'm not asking about a profession. I'm saying that God Almighty, can you consider the reason you have a profession is that the Holy Spirit of God down in your heart showed you you was an old sinner and that you needed a Savior. You couldn't be good by yourself. You couldn't do right by yourself. But there's one thing already accomplished that, and His name is Jesus, the Christ of God, and He come to where you was, convicted your heart, Holy Ghost of God knocked on your heart's door and said, you're an old sinner, but Jesus loves you. You remember that day? You remember when He knocked on your door, your heart's door, amen, showed you that how much He loved you? Maybe you was at the lowest of the pinnacle of your life. Maybe you was lower, like I was, lower than the worms under a barrel. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I knew I was an old sinner. Amen. I knew I was. And Papa done preached about sin, about death and dying and about hell. And they said that hell would be my home if I didn't get right with God. I didn't ask Jesus into my heart. I didn't believe on Him to the repentance of my sins. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, that night in March 1976, when I come out of there, praise God, all burdened down, broken down, weighed down. The weight of the world was driving me in the ground. I was lifting. Hey, I knew I was reaching up as high as I could reach. Praise God, but I couldn't reach high enough. Have you ever been there? Amen. Trying to reach up. Trying to get a hold of God. Trying to do the right things. Amen. But I couldn't reach up hard enough. Couldn't reach up far enough. He considered that hand. Consider that hand of God that's wanting to reach down, that's reaching down this morning, reaching down to where you are. You may be like me. You may be under the bottom of that barrel with the worms. Amen. But praise God, there ain't nowhere that God can't reach you. Amen. Praise God. There's nothing impossible with God. So, preacher, you just don't know who I am. You don't know what I did. No, but God does. And he said he offers forgiveness through Jesus Christ, Savior. He said, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Consider him this morning. Praise God. Consider what he does. Consider what he wants to do. Praise God. To keep our eyes of faith on him. Amen. That's what happened that day, that Wednesday night in 76, when God got a hold of my heart. I pray God my eye was a-looking. My eye was a-searching. I was desiring something, but I didn't know where to find it. But thank God the Word of God spoke to my heart. It said, if you'll just trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, praise God. I'm telling you, something took place down in my soul. God moved upon my soul unto salvation. I confessed my sins. I said, Lord, I'm an old sinner exceeding. And Lord, would you please forgive me of my sins? You know what he did? He forgave me my sins. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's what I carried up there to the altar, praise God. I didn't have to carry back with me. Amen. He was fully sufficient. He said, consider the apostle. That's one, praise God, one that, an apostle is one that's sent. And a high priest is one that makes up that offering, praise God. Consider the one that was sent and praise God, made up the offering. Amen. I'm glad I considered him that night. Not just anybody, but he said, consider Christ Jesus. Amen. The Christ of God, the anointed one of God, the one that was sent by God Almighty to be the propitiation, the price of our sin. Who done that? Jesus done that. On an old rugged cross, he died for the sins of the world. He laid down his life. Nobody took him. Nobody took his life. He laid down his life. He shed his blood for you and me. All the beatings, all the scourges, that they belong to us. Amen. It should have been us. But Jesus took those for us, praise God. So that we can just now that they said, now that we just need to consider, said we need to keep our eye on the Lord. Why? Because he was faithful to him that appointed him. Jesus was faithful. Amen. I'm glad he's a whole lot more faithful than we are. Amen. Hello? We need to be just as faithful as Lord Jesus was to his heavenly Father. If we could be just as faithful to Lord Jesus Christ, if we could keep our eyes fixed upon him, we'd be far better off than what we are. In Hebrews chapter number 12, let me just show you that. Hebrews chapter number 12, in verse number 1. He said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a crowd of witnesses. He said, let us lay aside every weight. Ain't it about time to come out from under the load? Amen. Ain't it about time to quit carrying all that burden that we carry? He said, laying aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. Sin will stick to you. Hello? If you ain't careful, sin will stick to you. In this world that we live in today, praise God, we carry it around with us everywhere we go. Hello? He said, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Amen? Praise God. So he said, let's consider this thing and let us see the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And a great crowd of witnesses that's got the testimony of Christ. Those that's gone before us. You know what's wrong with America today? We've lost the calling of God. We've lost the touch of God. We've lost the Spirit of God. We don't have people bragging on Him no more. Amen. If you're a child of God, if you've been born again, saved by the marvelous grace of God, you ought to be telling it everywhere. We ought to be telling it everywhere we go. And looking for opportunities, praise God, vigilant. Because we've considered the author and finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ, praise God, and that the finished product is far superior than what we started out as. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The author and finisher of our faith is Christ. And said he endured the cross and despising the shame, praise God. Bless his holy name. That he might sit down at the right hand of the throne of God to make intercession for me and you. Praise the Lord. Every time we mess up, the Lord Jesus is there to make it. He convicts us and shows us, praise God, so we can confess our sins, amen. Put them behind us, cover them with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Consider, praise God, how good He is. verse number 3. He said, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against him, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. He said, consider the Lord Jesus Christ. Consider what he went through so that you and I, praise God, can be free and be saved and have the hope in Christ even this morning. We can sit here together as a body of believers and say, glory, hallelujah, Jesus done that for me so that I could be saved. Praise the Lord. Consider, praise God, this morning. Consider what the Lord has done for us. Amen. We got, hey, listen, keep our faith, keep our eyes focused in faith on the Lord. Amen. Not on our circumstances. If we keep our eyes on circumstances, you'll be very disappointed. There's a lot of adverse circumstances in this world today. Amen. Every one of us have something going on. Hello? Come on now. Stay with me. Every one of us have circumstances in our life today that a lot of times are beyond our control. But we need to consider the author and finisher of our faith, consider the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Don't get caught up. We say stand our faith. Don't get caught up in the circumstances. Amen. Don't get caught up in yourself. Self, praise God, takes you in the wrong direction. Self keeps you from being satisfied in the Lord. But if we consider, amen, not ourselves, but consider Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Oh, it's so much better, praise God. The picture is more jubilant when we begin to realize that Jesus Christ has already finished the work. Amen. We just follow Him and His goodness and His mercy and His love, and He leads us into righteousness and into the kingdom of a glorious God one day. We get to go be with Him where He's at. So we got to look through Jesus by faith. He said when we begin to look through Jesus by faith, we can rejoice, praise God, in His faithfulness. In verse number six, He says this, but Christ as a son over His own house, whose house are we? Amen. He didn't say whose house we are, but he said it's already a finished deal. It's not something that's going to be someday down the road. He said, if you're a child of God today, praise God, you're already part of the family. Amen. He's not saying that one day you will be. He said, praise God, that you are right now part of the family of God. Praise God. He said, we're in the house. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. If you're in the house, praise God, you're doing well. He said, we get there, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. He said, let's consider the confidence that we have. Who's our confidence in this morning? Amen. Amen. Can you answer that right quickly? Who is your confidence in this morning? He said, well, preacher, I've got my confidence in the president. I got my confidence in the government. I got my confidence in the military. Praise God. Our confidence ought to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the almighty victor, praise God, that's overcome the obstacles that we face, the circumstances that we face. He's already, praise God, caused us to be a part of the house. Amen. A part of the house just as sure as any other. But he said, we rejoicing in the hope, praise God, to affirm unto the end. That hope is that faith with an expectation. Amen. We ought to have that firm hope, praise God, that we're going to be a finished product that he's going to present to himself one day. That's what he is talking about in Hebrews chapter 12. Praise God. He's not ashamed, praise God, because one day, he said, he knows what you can be. Amen. Jesus knows what you mean. That's why the author here is saying, consider, think about, meditate upon what God can help you to be, to become, praise God, for His glory. Amen. Consider Him. Consider, how do you consider Him? How do you, by hearing Him, by listening to Him. Amen. He said in verse number seven, he said, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if you will hear His voice, we got to hear Him. Only way we can be pleasing to God is the only way we can consider it is if we're listening. God's wanting to speak to us today. God's wanting to speak to the church. He's wanting to speak to His people. Who is that? That's me and you. Come on. Stay with me this morning. He's wanting to speak to us today if we'll just want to listen. Take time. You say, well, preacher, you know, I just got, if you'll hurry and get done, I got so much to do. Yeah. But we got to take time to listen to the Lord. We got to consider what He's trying to tell us. Amen. Individually. Don't look around at somebody else and say, well, preacher, if they would do this, if they would do that. I mean, what about us? We need to look, we can need to consider individually what Christ wants to do for you. How He wants to help you, and it's through faith, looking to Jesus in faith. Trusting, praise God, to do for us. We can't do for ourselves. But He can. If we'll hear Him. Amen. He's warning us here, and He warns us here if we ain't careful, if we don't listen, we get a hard heart. I believe there's a whole lot of hard-hearted people in the world today. Say amen right there. A whole lot of hard-hearted people today. Amen. And He's warning against that. See, sin is deceitful. Amen. Sin sneaks in. It creeps in. It overcomes you. It's so subtle, a lot of times we don't see it coming. Amen. It just eases in there. And we'll think we're getting by with it. But you're not. We're not. Amen. The Lord knows. But what it's doing, it's hardening your heart. It's drawing you away from God. It's robbing you of those blessings that God has for you. God's wanting to bless us today. God's wanting to help us. God's wanting to encourage us so that we can be encouraged. He said we're supposed to be exhorters, lifting up each other. Praise God. Rejoicing in the Lord together. But you know what hardens your heart? When we refuse the Word of God. When we neglect to listen. That's why the author here would say, consider the apostle. Consider the high priest. Consider your profession. Amen. In Christ Jesus. He said, you got to consider. You got to constantly be considering these things. Amen. Have you ever noticed how quickly the devil will sidetrack you? Yeah. Hello? Come on. You'll be at the house and you'll start to pray. And you'll get started praying and just be, well, if you ain't careful, and before you know it, you go. It's like the devil just slips you a sleeping pill. Amen. Knocks you out. Or he brings all these other things of the world to your mind. That's why he said we got to consider, praise God. He said we got to be focused. We read the Word. We study the Word. We allow the Word to speak to our hearts. So our hearts don't become cold and calloused from the things of this world. Amen. So we begin to refuse the words of God. We've already backed up. But not only do we begin to refuse the Word of God, but we begin to reject and despise the works of God. What we know that He's already done, what He's already accomplished in lives. Amen. I've heard testimonies, praise God, in my life of how God has moved and how God's touched, how God's intervened in circumstances. I sat under an old oak tree with my Grandpa Young and drinking Granny's Kool-Aid. And him telling me about how good God is. How that they went through the depression, but they didn't even know there's depression because God Almighty was there with them. How God put a hedge about them and He protected them through the things that was taking place from the stock market crash and everything else that was happening. He said, God Almighty brought us through unscathed. Amen. Amen. Why would God have? Because they consider the Lord God, the God of heaven, the keeper of their soul, praise the Lord. He promised that He'd never see the righteous forsaken, nor His seed begging bread. Man, you could take that to the bank. Amen. God said it. Praise God. But they despised His works. Amen. Not only did they despise His works, but they ignored His ways. The ways of God. God's directing, God's guiding us, God's leading us. He's guiding us on the right path, the path of righteousness. We've just got to listen. We got to consider. Today, there's so many people that say wrong's right and right's wrong. Amen. People are messed up as a termite in a yo-yo. Amen. Because we've turned our back on God. But we got to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to believe on the Lord. We've got to believe His ways are right ways. He said He was the way, by the way. Amen. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man cometh the Father but by me. He said, there's a way that seems right in this world. But I'm going to tell you, praise God, according to the Word of God, there's a way that is right. And we need to consider that right way today. Church, we need to consider the way that's right in the eyes of God. Amen, praise God. Don't worry about the world. They're not going to like us. They're not going to agree with you anyway. But we got to line up with what God says. Amen. So we can be exhort and we can lift up and faith, praise God, be ministered unto God's people. That's what He said we're supposed to do. Look at verse 13. He said, but exhort one another daily. Why it is called today. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So there we have it. What causes hardness? Deceitfulness of sin. Sin comes into our lives. Amen. It manifests itself in us. Praise God. But we see, even the nation of Israel, praise God, when they was leaving out of Egypt, amen, and God brought them out of Egypt, amen. Egypt, the type of the world. So God went down there to where they was. He got them, praise God, with a mighty hand, and He brought them out of Egypt. Amen. You remember that day that God come to where you was, got a hold of you and brought you out of Egypt? Brought you out of this whole world, praise God, showed you there was a better way in Christ your Lord. But now God brought them out of Egypt, but that didn't guarantee them an inheritance in the land. Amen. He didn't give them an inheritance in the land. You say, what kept them out? Unbelief. Unbelief, praise God, to keep you from... That's why we need to consider what God's telling. Consider, praise God, the hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ of an inheritance, praise God, that's out of this world. An inheritance, praise God, that God's got for it. And because of their unbelief, they didn't make it into the promised land. Now that promised land it's not the type of heaven, it's a type of rest till we get there. It's a type of that place, amen, where we're nurtured and sustained, praise God, for the glory of God. He didn't say they wouldn't be battles, they wouldn't be conflicts, because they was. But God said, praise God, if you have faith, believe, He said, I'm going to take you in that promised land and said, I'm going to deliver you and I'm going to give you things, praise God, that you've never had to plant, that you've never had to work for, praise God, that you get glory from God. You'd be blessed from on high. But they never made it because of unbelief. You remember in Numbers chapter 13 when they got up there and at the Bernea, and he sent in the spies into the land. He told them to go in and spy out. He took one from each nation and sent them in. And they went in there and spied the nation for 40 days. And they saw the magnificence. They saw the good of the land. They saw all the things, praise God, that God had prepared in that place. But you know what? The only thing they really noticed was those giants. All they noticed was the giants. And Caleb and Joshua, they said, hey, listen, this is good for the taking. Let's go in. Let's go get it. Praise God. Amen. They come out of there. And on their way out, they said, let's just take a little something to show them what's here. And they cut off a cluster of grapes, Brother Bill. Amen. And that cluster of grapes was so massive. Them grapes, amen, instead of being little grapes like we, they were like watermelons. Amen. They took a staff and put a cut between them, and they put that cluster of grapes on that staff so they could carry them back. And that was the goodness and the manifestation of God Almighty. And so if you'll just consider the goodness of God, consider what God has to offer, if we put our faith and trust in Him, hey, we got a lot of glory, hallelujah, a good things that's going on down here, but it's going to be better when we get home. Amen. This is just a place of rest. This is a place of grouping up. This is a place of getting together. So when we get the glory, amen, praise God, He's going to open up the banquet hall and pour out blessings. And nobody will be left out. You know how I know? Because the Bible says that we've all got a place. A place assigned. Amen. To those that believe, to those whose names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. we'll get to partake of those goodness. But because of unbelief, they said we can't go in there. Let me just show you real quickly. Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13, verse 31. He said, verse 30, it said, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Amen. See, Caleb knew who was on his side. Let me just say this morning, praise God, if you know who's on your side, and if you know, now listen to me, if you know whose side you're on, praise God, you can have confidence. But that's why we need to consider this morning and know where we stand. Amen. Josh, I'm living in a day and an hour. I want to stand. I want everybody to know that I'm standing with Jesus. Amen. Praise God. When it's all said and done, if there's any doubt, there's any question, I want everybody to know, especially my Savior, that I'm standing with Him. Amen. But listen to what they said. So they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw, now listen, this is a lie. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. They weren't all giants. They were some giants, but they weren't all giants. Amen. You say, what do you do with the giants that are your adversary to come up against you? You do like David did, praise God. You go down to the brook, you pick you up five stones, because Goliath had four brothers, and you take those stones, praise God, a type of grace, and you go about before that giant, and you take them out one at a time with the help of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's how God's people, we consider and we take them out one at a time. He said, there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. Amen. Praise God. Listen, he said, in our eyes, we want nothing but grasshoppers compared to them giants in the land. Amen. Praise God. He said, we can't go up against these. And then the Lord said to Moses, verse number 11, chapter 14. Then the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? Amen. See, God said, haven't they seen what I've done for them? He said, haven't they seen all that I've done? Listen to what he says. And how long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them with pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. Amen. God says, if they won't listen, amen, praise God. If they're not willing to hear, what am I going to do with them? If they won't see the magnificent miracles that I've performed. Listen today, young, if we can't see what God's already done, if we can't see what God's doing in the day and hour we live, He's still performing miracles. He's still saving old sinners. He's still lifting those that are down, lifting them up. Amen. He's still giving a place, places in glory. Still writing names in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God, for the people can be in the Lord Christ, or Lord Jesus. Praise God. But he said, if they won't listen to me, he said, if they won't hear what I've got to say, what am I going to do with them? Amen. He said, we need to consider. It wasn't a guarantee of an inheritance. They're going to miss out on our inheritance. I'm afraid there's a lot of our people going to miss out on the inheritance because we just don't listen. We don't consider what God's laid up for us in store. You say, preacher, why would people do that? Why do people do that now? Because of an evil heart of unbelief. Amen? An evil heart of unbelief. Verse number 12 of Hebrews chapter 3. He said, take heed, brethren. In other words, he's saying, pay attention. He said, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Amen? What's happening in the world today? People are they're turning their backs on God. They're departing from God. People are fleeing churches like rats are fleeing a sinking ship. Amen. Things is hard. Things are difficult. Things as adverse situations. Instead of calling upon the Lord, instead of running to the Lord, we want to run away from Him. Let me tell you, that's no way for a child of God to be. We need to consider the author and finisher of faith. We need to consider our high calling, our Lord Jesus Christ, the apostle, praise God, and the high priest of our faith, Christ Jesus, and run to Him. We need to run to the Lord. We need to run to Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. The unbelief will keep us from seeing the plan of God that He has for our Christian life. It'll rob you of God's plan for your Christian life. Amen. We need to pay attention. We need to pay attention to God's Word. We need to pay attention to what God's saying to us. We need to consider what He has to say. It's amazing because that's all God asks us to do. That's all the Lord asks us to do is just consider what He has to say. Amen? And when you start considering, you know, it's an amazing thing about the Word of God. When you start considering it, it starts to make sense. It amazes me. The people I run into all the time say, well, preacher, you know, I used to read the Bible, and I used to do this, but it didn't make no sense to me. I said, well, do you actually read it? Do you study it? Do you meditate on it? Do you try to let it speak to you? Say, Lord, please let it speak to me. Do you say, Lord, please forgive me an old sinner and help this Word to abide in my heart and show me the errors of my ways and the goodness of yours? Hello? Come on now. Amen? We got to consider ourselves. And we consider the Word of God and we let it speak to us. It speaks volumes. It'll speak volumes in their life. It'll show us, praise God, the direction that God would have us to go. It'll give us that help, praise God. Paul would say this in Romans 10 and 17, said faith comes by hearing. Man, that's where faith comes by. It comes by hearing. Hearing what? The Word of God. Hearing it, listening to it. See, there's a difference, amen, but than just having the Word of God and actually listening. Hearing is actually listening to what it says, considering what it says. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. The Word of God is what speaks to us. It's the Word from another country. It's a Word from a far land. It's to be considered, praise God, because it's far superior to anything we have here. We have politicians that get on the horn, and boy, they get on there and they make their eloquent speeches. And they tell us everything that they think we want to hear. Hello? Amen. Most of it's lies. But praise God, there's one that'll speak to our hearts if we consider the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It increases your faith. Our faith is stimulated by the Word of God. The people before, as I was talking about, they said, well, I just really don't understand. All of a sudden, it's like a light goes off. And they said, wow, that makes sense. It's just almost like God knows what He's talking about. Amen? Just almost like God knows what He's talking about when He's talking to you and to me. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I said, when we consider the precious things of God, we consider the precious Word of God, the apostle of faith, the high priest of our faith, praise God, the profession that we have in Him. Amen. Things start looking different. Amen. People start acting different. Sometimes you say, you know what? They're doing better. You know, they're doing better. But you know, in reality, it's not really that they're doing better, but that we're doing better. Amen? And when we start doing better, they start looking better to us. Amen? And the reason they might start looking better and doing better is because we're doing better. And it brings an encouragement, that exhortation, it exhorts people, praise God, to be the best that they can be. That's why he would say, consider. He said, brethren, born again believers, children of God, Consider, amen, consider the Lord Jesus Christ. Consider the apostle, the high calling, the high priest, the profession that we have in Him. He said, consider it. Consider it this morning. Is it real? Amen. Is it real? Do you have a profession, praise God, that you've received Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Because the Holy Ghost has dealt with your heart, showed you an old sinner, and showed you your need for repentance. We talked about repentance in Sunday school this morning. Now, there's a worldly sorrow. You know, we'll come and we'll weep big crocodile tears and say, oh, forgive me, I'm sorry, because we got caught. Amen. Because somebody brings it to your attention and you say, well, I better get that right. And we'll go up there with a worldly sorrow and, you know, we'll say a few words and do it through things, pop or blow gum, go back, sit down, and never change. Amen. But he said, if we consider the author and finisher of our faith, we consider the apostle, praise God, and the high priest of our calling, the Lord Jesus Christ, then we realize the sinfulness of our lives. Amen. Now, I ain't picking on nobody this morning. The Bible said that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
Every one of us. Amen. None of us are better than any others. You say, well, preacher, I never done this and I never done that, but no, you did that and you did the other. Amen. I done those first things for you so you didn't have to. Amen. I'm just no sinner. Exceeding, as Paul said. But God Almighty, He blesses us and He helps us and gives us encouragement. He brings us together under an envelope of His love to those that believe and trust in Him. Amen. That'll take His precious word and consider what the direction He wants us to go and the help He has to give us so that others can see Christ in us, the blessed hope of glory. That expectation of something that's better that's radiating out of our lives. Amen. He said, don't take a light and put it under a bushel. He said, you take that light of your life and you put it on a lamppost for the whole world to see, to exhort and lift up and encourage. And all the doubt and the discouragement goes away. It's gone. Amen. Because we're abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't papa on me. Mama's done got you. Amen. But God Almighty, He's wanting to bless us today. But He's just asking us, youngins, every one of us, to consider. Consider, praise God. Number one, are you saved? Have you been born again? Have you accepted Lord Jesus Christ? What He did for you on Calvary? How He was buried, how He died, and He was buried, and He rose up after 3 days, victorious over death and grave. Because God said so, that's how we know. And then we have all these witnesses. He said over 500 at one time saw Him after He rose from the dead. Amen. And He did that for me, and He did that for you. We need to consider that. Because that's really big today. Amen. And when we consider the Lord Jesus Christ, the Christ Jesus, our Savior, well, things start looking up. But we have to ask ourselves, are we saved? Or you know it? Do you know it? Do you remember when the Holy Ghost dealt with your heart? Showed you an old sinner? Amen. Do you remember that? Well, I remember that just like it was yesterday. Man, showed me I was a sinner. And that He loved me. And I didn't have to die and go to an awful place called hell because He had done died for my sins so that they could be covered by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. So that they would be taken out of the way. Taken out of my way so I can press on for His glory. That's all He wants us to do, is just press on for His glory. What about you this morning?